the salat place and everything. During the salat, after we are just saying ta'dubat, they're over there, they try to make everything ready for us. And they leave after all of us. Recite loud salawat for all those sisters and brothers that they help here. Ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inshallah, I'll get their names. And other nights, inshallah, I'll mention their names. One of the regulations of the salat, jama'ah, congregation salat, is that the distance between imam, the leader, and ma'amum, people that are behind imam, should not be a big gap. Usually they said not more than one step. For any reason, between the imam and the ma'amum, or between the ma'amumin, okay? For any reason, if there is a big distance, more than one step usually, or there is a cover among them between two people, it doesn't matter if it's like a glass that you see through, or it's a curtain, the salat would be, the jama'at would be, not jama'at anymore. This hukm is different for sisters. Have you seen in the masjid, you see there's a curtain between brothers and sisters? That's fine. But between brothers, between imam and the brother that is a man that is behind imam, or between two men that are together, there shouldn't be any big distance or any cover. That's why when we're gonna say salat, I usually hear that sometimes we have to be careful the distance between the last line of brothers and the first line of sisters. If there is a big gap, sisters are not saying the salat with jama'ah. It's a problem. Sometimes you see they said, oh, we have to be careful because other brothers are going to join later, so we're going to give them some distance. In that case, the last line of brothers are standing, have one person, okay? One person stand behind other brothers. With that one person, they make the connection. If other brothers come, they stand next to him, right? But you cannot have a big gap or any cover between brothers. However, between sisters and brothers, or between sister that is ma'amum and imam, if there is a curtain, that's okay. Recite loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, because we don't have enough time, if you have any question about ahkam, you can come to me after the program, inshallah, after the speech, we can talk. If you remember, this few nights we were talking about the opportunities and the factors that would help us to stay in the trip towards Allah, towards ascension, mi'raj, as a salik, as a person who is getting closer to Allah. We mentioned that there are many obstacles also in this way that doesn't let us go as fast as enough, or doesn't let us go at all. We have to know those obstacles as well. Tonight I want to have more comprehensive look at one of these obstacles, which I can say it is the most important obstacle and the most dangerous obstacle. For those people that they don't want to listen carefully, or they want to talk, I really ask them to leave right now, or don't listen at all. Because this topic is a topic, I don't want you to listen to parts of that, and then some question arises in your mind, because you're not listening to the end, to the rest, and then no one is there to answer your question, and then you would have a big answer question in your mind that is not answered. So it's an important topic that either don't listen, go somewhere else, or if you're here, listen carefully. One of the biggest obstacles in our trip, no matter if it's Ramadan, no matter if it's Muharram, if it's Sha'ban, Rajab, whatever, that doesn't let us get close to Allah. I didn't say that it would decrease our speed or you can have it. No. Doesn't let you get close to Allah is the topic that I'm going to, inshallah, talk about it. We're going to talk about dunya, about this world, the characteristic of this world. What is the characteristics of this dunya and this world that it has the capacity to help me to reach Allah very fast or to not reach Allah at all? It's one of those topics that you can use this dunya the way that it will help you to have the highest level of iman, or it can put you down that you cannot even smell iman as well. You see how tricky and how complicated this topic it might be. So how we can know this dunya, how we can get information about this dunya, because we all know we don't belong to this dunya, right? If you remember, I said this dunya is like an unknown island to us. We not belong to here. We don't know how to live here. That's why, what is your proof, Sayyid? Because we still don't know anything about around us, the surrounding, right? Thousand and thousand diseases are in this dunya that we are not even aware of them. Some of them, we have them, we don't know how to cure them. If we knew everything about this dunya, we wouldn't have any problem. But we're still discovering in this dunya. Like what? Like those people that they were, you know, in the airplane, they crash down, they're in an unknown island. What they should do? They have to live there, right? Until someone comes and save them. However, during the time that they're living in that island, they go figure out how they can live over there so they can survive, right? The potential of that island, the dangers of that island, right? Things that threaten them. If they want to sleep here tonight, make sure that there's not any wild animal come and attack them, right? They have to know the around them, the surroundings, so make sure that they can live. So we have the privilege that we can get information from this dunya, and we can get Allah's opinion about this dunya. The most exact opinion about this dunya from the one who created this dunya. You see how important is that? How amazing is that? So, I have a question. Have you ever wanted to know Allah's opinion about something? I'm sure you have sometimes had this question. What's Allah's opinion about this? The concept of istikhara, that some people that are very, you know, into it, every single time they want to do something, they do istikhara. I want to eat, should I do it? Istikhara. I want to go to my house to do istikhara. Should I eat chicken or I should, you know, eat rice? Istikhara. No, istikhara is not like this, by the way. It's the time, istikhara, that you don't know what to do. 50-50. You're in the fork. You don't know this way or this way. That is the time, istikhara. So, the concept of istikhara is what? I want to know Allah's opinion about something, right? What if I tell you that we know Allah's opinion, alhamdulillah, sometimes we do istikhara about this job, about that job, about should I do this or... We know Allah's opinion about dunya. We know what is Allah's opinion about this dunya through the words that He had for us in Quran and Ahlul Bayt. His exact opinion. So inshallah, quickly, we're going to review one, two ayahs of Quran and some of the ahadith to see what's Allah's opinion about this dunya. Pay very, very careful attention. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah An-Kabut, Ayah 64. وَمَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Allah is saying, you want to know what is this dunya? This dunya, with all its beauties and complication, this dunya with its characteristic, that you are still wondering how I created this dunya. To the extent that you still take the stones from the desert and you bring it to the lab to test to see what are the material of this stone. this dunya, with all these beauties, with all these stars, with all these spaces, with all this amazing, you know, organization that you can find in this dunya, to me, Allah is just an amusement and play. It's just an amusement and play. And the other world, Akhirah, indeed, that is the real life. This dunya, it can only deceive kids. And those people that they think like kids. For those people that their whole world, pay attention to my world. These are the spaces I said you have to pay attention. This dunya is amusement for those people that this world is their whole world. The only purpose of their life is this dunya. The only goal that they have in their mind is to achieve this dunya. For those people that their dream is just this dunya. They sleep, they want to achieve this dunya. They wake up, they want to achieve this dunya. Whatever they do is around this dunya. I'm sure you saw some people like this. You don't hear anything from them related to Allah, related to Iman, related to religion. Even if you live with them 100 years, you don't hear any of this concept. But you hear a lot about this dunya, different aspects of this dunya. I'm sure we have some friends that are like this, specifically in this type of environments. That's why Quran says, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Adorned is the present life for those who disbelieve. And when you look at this from business aspects, you look at it, you see that what kind of pleasure is in this dunya that would last for a long time. I want to ask you this question. Bring the best ni'mat of this dunya in your mind right now and try to think how long it'll last. Imagine the best and the most delicious food that you have ever tasted. How long it lasts? Alhamdulillah, some of the food tonight, it was delicious, right? Although it was spicy, I couldn't really taste it that much. But it's delicious, right? But how long I feel the taste of that food? 2 seconds? Let's say 5 minutes. Let's say all the night we are so amazed by that food, right? Couple of hours. Let's say you have the best car that you can imagine. What do they call it? What is the most expensive car? Bugatti? MashaAllah, he knows, alhamdulillah. He didn't say I said that. How long do you think it'll last for you to stay in that car, to drive it and to enjoy it? Have you ever experience when we were kids, we wanted a bicycle, we were crazy about it, right? As soon as we could get it, only a few days, right? And then the bicycle was on the corner and no one was using it. Same as a car. How about the best house in the world? Is it going to be bigger than Pharaoh's palace? No. That car would have had accidents somewhere in some highways, and that's it, right? So the question is that, from even the dunya view perspectives, should I invest my asset for this dunya that is so short or not? I'm asking you, if you have all your assets, you have 100, inshallah, million dollars, okay? Would you be able to invest that money, that's your asset, right? Financial asset. Would you invest that money into a company that you do not know, you're not sure if that company would collapse tomorrow night or not? Would you do that or not? What if I tell you that company give you 99% interest? 99% interest, it'll give it to you. But you're not sure if tomorrow you go there and it says, where is the company? is not there anymore.
Would you invest or not?
But 99%, maybe you make your money. I wouldn't do that. Why? Because it's short. I don't know if it lasts or not.
How come when it comes to this dunya, we are so generous
to our life, to our assets, to our life.
You're so generous. My time, my assets, my life, I spent it lavishly. I sit here, talk to you,
not about this important topics, about the Brazil's football, you know, today, what happened and how surprised it was.
I can sit here, talk to you, my friends, for, you know, half a night, lavishly spend my time.
And I'm not, no, I'm spending my time.
وَالْعَاسِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ
What? I couldn't hear.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ
فِي خُسْ. There's a commentator, Mufassir, called Fakhr Razi. He's a Sunni Mufassir. He had a book called Tafsir al-Kabir, Fakhr Razi.
He said, one day I was walking in the street and it was a very hot day.
Pay attention.
It was a very hot day. I saw a person who was selling ice in the corner somewhere. He was selling ice. And I saw that he was shouting.
You see some people that, you know, in the street, they sell things, they say something.
He was shouting, Ya ayyuhan nas, irhamu man yadhubu ra'su mal.
Oh people, please,
help the one that his assets, his all asset is melting. His all asset is melting.
Whatever he had, it was in the ice. And the ice was melting because of the hot weather.
Fakhr Razi said, as soon as I heard that, I said, this is the tafsir of وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Because my asset is my life. And I'm melting my life. And it's getting away from me, like the asset of that guy, the ice. And I'm not paying attention. For what? For the purpose only, for the purpose of this dunya. How many life do I have?
Some people, the way that they live in this dunya is like they have two, three lives.
With the first one, they come to experience how good is the environment. And inshallah, with the second one, they try to be better.
How many life do I have that I spend my time, my energy, everything like this, and I think I'll come back? There's only one time, one life.
So if this is Allah's opinion about this dunya,
did you pay attention to my world? To the words that I use?
Using is this dunya, I know what is in your mind.
But this dunya, you know, it's good, so I'm here. Why Allah sent me here? I know what's going on in your mind right now. I'm not going to answer that question because I want to answer it tomorrow night. I want to just a little bit talk about it tonight. You're right. Then what I'm doing here,
if you paid attention to my words, I said, being in this dunya, working for this dunya, for the purpose of this dunya. Just for this dunya, nothing else. What I can see, what I can want, what I smell is just the dunya. He works all his day, she works all the time in a company. I tell him, Rasulullah said, I spent my time within four sections. Yeah, from Ahlul Bayt and Rasulullah narrated from them. The first section is the time for Allah. I spend time for Allah. What is it?
Reciting Quran, ibadat, dua, salat.
This is the portion of my life, my day that I spend for Allah.
Write it down and try to apply this into your life.
The second portion of my life, they had the best lifestyle, right? They could do everything. He was the head of the community, the Muslim, and he was able to be the best mu'min, the best abd, and he was able to do the best father, the best husband. The second part of my life is for my family. He said, I spend time with my family. I don't all the time recite salat or all the time be outside with my friends. No. I have a portion of my life I spend with my wife, with my children. We eat together, we go out together, we have fun together. I added the things, by the way. But it's the time that I spend with my family. The third portion of my life is the time for myself. I think because my wife got married to me, she should be around me like a butterfly as soon as I come home. If I want a remote, before I say it, she said, here's the remote. If I want tea, before I mention, here's your tea. Before I say something, here is it. So she has to be all around me to see what this king wants, so they provide it for us. No. They have life as well. They want to have their own private life. They want to talk to their friends half a day, 2-3 days. They want to have fun. They want to go out with their friends. Just joking. They want to have their own time as well, as we want to have time. From the other side, she thinks as soon as I come home, I have to just be around them. No, we need sometimes, men, they need some private alone time. If you talk to your husband, you see he's not answering properly, because that's the time he doesn't want to spend with others. Men, they like to have some private time. Women, they usually they don't like it, they want to be around others. But men, usually. But men, they have sometimes, they get sick, they want to be alone. So respect that. One time, it's for me. I want to read book, I want to watch TV, I want to cook, I want to, just for my own. And the last portion, in some rawayat they added, one portion of my life is to help my mu'min brother and sisters. Wow, it's important. To spend time to help other people. Then I don't have 2-3 lives to come back and to experience it, to go, no, I have only one life. So this is Allah's opinion about those people. This dunya is the only life and the only word that they have. So Allah doesn't like this dunya for the purpose of this dunya, right? He says, it's just amusement and play. That means, pay attention. That means we found the head of all the problems that we have. What if I tell you, I found the origin of all the problems that human beings have? You mean say it, all these psychologists and scientists and doctors and physicians, they couldn't find it, and we found it in Islam. What is it? Narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The origin of all the problems that human being has. You go outside, you publish it. I found the origin of all the problems. Tomorrow, you know, everybody is calling you. What is the original? If they don't say you're crazy. What is it? The origin of all problems, he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ حَتِيَةً. The love of dunya is the problem, is the origin of all problems that human being has. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. Hope, that means love. To love someone. To love someone, this heart only has a place for one love. This is Ayah Quran. It's not mine. Those men that they said, you know what, I can have more than one. I can share my life, my love. No, you can't share your love. You might be able to have the capacity to share your muhabbat, but this is not love. Quran says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah has not made for any man two hearts in his chest. Just one heart. And with one heart is a place for one person. If it's a place for Allah, you cannot have the love of dunya at the same place that you put Allah's love.
You want to go up. You want to go to Mi'raj. You want to reach Allah. Salik ila Allah. You want to travel towards Allah, right? I go 1, 2, 3 feet up. The hub of dunya is there, attaching to my feet. It's pulling me down. This is hub of dunya. To the extent that we have some of the stories that some people, they were to the last moment of their lives. They were dying. They were telling them, hey, you were Muslim. Say shahadatain. Say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. They couldn't say, it's not that hard. Say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu Muhammad Rasul. They couldn't say it. Why? Some of them, when they got better, they said, as soon as I wanted to say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, all my life was passing in front of my eyes. My car, those things that I loved. My car, my house, my money, my company. Everything was going through my eyes. Because I didn't want to leave them, I couldn't say ashhadu an la. Because I knew if I say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that means I'm leaving them. Because of the hope, because of the love of these things in front of my eyes, I couldn't say shahadatain. To that extent, it will hurt us that it doesn't let us to the last moment say ashhadu an la. This is hubbu dunya. You want to go up, they'll pull me down. Dunya for the sake of dunya. You're getting my points, right? Emphasizing these points. Dunya for the sake of dunya. Dunya as a goal, as a purpose, not as a tool. I don't want to answer totally, because tomorrow we're going to talk about it. Then this dunya that Allah said is just an amusement for me. I was worried about this dunya. I was stressed about this dunya. I was killing myself for this dunya. Then Sayyid, how come some people are so worried about this dunya? And they're right, because they want money, right? They want to pay bills. I want to pay bills, sometimes I don't have it. So this is dunya. How can I, not to be stressed about this dunya? What's Allah's suggestion about this dunya? Look at this beautiful, beautiful hadith. Again, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Beautiful hadith. رُوِيَ عَنَّهُ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى الصَّادِقِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَقَالَ لَهُ. Someone came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. بَأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلِّبْنِي بِمَوْعِظَةٍ. Tell me something. Give me an advice. If you see someone is wise, is a nice person, is a knowledgeable person, as soon as you see them, sit with them and tell me something. Give me an advice. I want your advice. عَلِّمْنِي بِمَوْعِذَةٍ فَقَالَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Beautiful hadith. If we can implement this hadith, we just write it down, okay, and put it somewhere in the house, big, so we always see it. Imam told him, إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. For those people that are worried to pay their bills. إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قَدْ تَكَفَّلَ بِالرِّزْقِ فَاحْتِمَامِكَ لِمَعْزَى. If Allah, the Master of the world, the Lord, Razzaq, is in charge of giving you the sustenance and rizq, then why you're so worried? Once maybe I tell you, you know what? I will take care of your life. I'm a rich person, I'll take care of your life. You might have some, stress. What if you get bankrupt? What should I do? Maybe your father tells you, you know what? You do it, you go over there in that university, I will support you. You have the some portions of, possibility that maybe my father would run out of money, what should I do? But when it comes to Allah, I know that His asset would never be over. فَاحْتِمَامِكَ. Why you're so stressed? Why you're so crazy about it? وَإِنْ كَانَ الرِّزْقُ مَقْسُومًا فَالْحِرْسُ لِمَازَ. If you know the rizq, the sustenance, is already divided. They told us last Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, how much money I will make in this year. If the rizq is maqsoom,
I have my shop here and my friend has his shop here.
In the real world, there is a portion that I will make, how much I will make, how much he will make.
Some people, they're not going to be satisfied with that. They want more.
But I'm not right path. If it's maqsum, if it's already divided, why you're so greedy? It's already maqsum, it's already divided. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْحِسَابُ حَقًّا فَالْجَمْعُ لِمَازَا. If you know that one day you have to stand in front of Allah and answer about all the things that you collected, why you're so crazy about, you know, make 2-3 houses and then this and that? فَالْجَمْعُ لِمَازَا. وَإِنْ كَانَ الثَّوَابُ عَنِ اللَّهِ حَقًّا فَالْكَسَلُ لِمَازَا. If you know the thawab is from Allah, the reward is from Allah, if you do a little bit, Allah would give you a lot. Why you're so lazy? When it comes to salat, you're lazy. When it comes to fasting. Let me tell you something scary. They said that for income, those who are in charge of the family, they said, fi halalha hisab. When you make halal income, they ask you about your halal income. They didn't say fi harama hisab. That's obvious. When it's haram income, iltimasada. Fi halalha hisab. When you make halal money, you did your best to collect halal money for your family, then they will stop you over there at Salat. Hey, how did you make it? Where did you spend it? Fi halal hisab. So what should I ask for this dunya from Allah? This Allah that said, don't be so crazy about dunya, what did he told us? What did he teach us? He said, when you want to talk to me, he says, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. You don't want this dunya for the sake of this dunya, right? But you want the best. I have some scary ahadith. I don't know if they recite it or not. I don't want some people who come tomorrow night and say, you couldn't sleep last night because of those ahadith. And then we couldn't fast because of that. All the way, you know, we couldn't eat iftar because of that. There's some ahadith. I told you one ayah from Quran. But some ahadith are very, very scary about this thing. If you want to hear, recite the loud salawat ala Muhammad. It was not that loud. That means some people, they didn't want to hear it. Because it was loud enough, I will tell you two scary hadiths. It's been narrated from Rasulullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ya Abu Dhar, he's telling Abu Dhar, Al-Dunya mal'unna, mal'unun ma fiha illa man ibtaha bihi wajhullah. Abu Dhar, this dunya is cursed. Whatever is in this dunya is cursed. Except what reminds you of Allah. I can have Bugatti, but it depends how I have it. But it depends on what is my intention for it.
So Sayyid, okay, I will love Allah. I will love Allah so much. But I will like this dunya a little bit as well. How about that? You know what? I will love Allah 99%. Look, 99% I will love Allah. Only 1% I will love this dunya. Would Allah accept it? 99%, if you give this, you know, deal with someone, 99% I will love you, 1% I will love something else. Allah, I will love you 99%, just 1% let me have the hope of dunya for the sake of dunya. Would you let me? You know what Allah says? Goodbye. I don't want it. If you want to be in love with me, my love is very sacred. It's very holy love. It's very romantic. If you want to be in love with me, I want 100% of your love. Don't share my life with anyone else. If you want to have me in your heart, do not have anything that would be opposite of my love in your heart. It is impossible. You know what is the proof? If you say your salat, you said, Ya Allah, 99% I say my salat for your sake, 1% for the sake of people, riya, right? 99% my salat for you, 1% let me say in front of people, so people says, MashaAllah, he's good, he's saying his salat. 1% for riya, would you accept it? What would he say? Take 99% and that 1%, 100%, give it to your friends. I don't want it. Wow, so Allah is so sensitive in His love. In His relationship, He's very sensitive. He doesn't make joke when it comes to the love. If you are with me, if you want to be in love with me, you have to spend 100% of your love with me. I don't accept the 99%. I want it all. Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the second scary hadith. I'll wrap it up, inshallah. He's saying, this is in Nahj al-Balagha. Wallah, pay attention. Wallah, ladunyakum hadhihi ahwan fi aini min iraq khinzir fi yad majzoom. He's swearing to Allah, swear to Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen is swearing to Allah. Your world, this dunya that some people work for it just crazy for the sake of this dunya. Your world is worse than a bone of a pig to the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Worse than a pig in the bone of a pig in the hands of a leprous person. The person who has leprosy. This dunya is worse, is very, very low to me. That it's like, he didn't say a bone of sheep. He didn't say a bone of, you know, cow. He didn't say, he said the bone of pig, the worst animal. In the hands of leprous. The same dunya that Muawiyah was killing himself to make more coins, he was killing, he was, you know, oppressing people, and he was taking people away from the real Islam. These people, this world that Muawiyah was doing his best to collect it, he thinks Amir al-Mu'mineen is not able to collect it. Ali is saying, this is how I see your life, Muawiyah. This is how I see this world. What do you want? Do you want me to be like you? Now you see the difference of the philosophy between Ahlul Bayt, the vision between Ahlul Bayt and their enemies. Because in Ashura, they killed Imam Hussein, forgot just a couple of gold coins. That's it. He got the head of the best of people, Imam Hussein. He brought it to Ibn Ziyad to get some gold coins. That's it. It was the only purpose of his life. This life is like a bone of pig in a hand of leprous. The person who had the head of Habib ibn al-Mazahir, he took it and he brought it to the gates. Pay attention to me. He brought it to the gates when he was entering the Kufa. He saw that there is a young man standing there at the gate and he was staring at the head and he's so upset. He said, what's wrong with you, young man? Why is it? Why you're so upset? He said, you know that head that is in your hand is the head of my father. He was the son of Habib. So that person, he got upset. Oh my God, I'm sorry about that. You know, it's the head of your father, so you're saying it this way. I'm sorry about it. So the son of Habib says, would you give it to me so I would go and bury the head of my father? He said, I would really like to help you. But you know, Ibn Ziyad says he will give me 300 dirham if I bring it to the palace.
for 300 dirham, you see the world, for the 300 dirham, he didn't give the head. And by the way, the son of Habib, he found him later on and he killed him for that. But do you accept the life of these people to be better than a bone of a pig in the hand of lepers? Do you think it's better than that? Do you think the person who got the ring of Imam Hussein, who got the ring of Imam Hussein and he cut everything with for the sake of that ring, do you think that his life is worse than, is better than a bone of a pig in the hand of a leprous? From the other side, I want you to ask me this question. Sayyid, from the other side, we see that Amir al-Mu'mineen, he became Amir al-Mu'mineen through this dunya. Imam Hussein became Imam Hussein through this dunya. Zahra salamu alayha, she became the best of all women in this world and the other one through this dunya. How about this? Zainab salamu alayha, she became the best of all women through this dunya. So it is possible to use this dunya to be the best. Do you remember at the beginning of my speech, what did I say? This topic has the capacity to make you the closest one to Allah or to keep you away from Allah. So what is the secret behind this? If I can't have the hope of this dunya for the sake of this dunya, but this dunya is the only way that I can reach Allah. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, right? This is the farm, this dunya, that I have to work on this farm in order to have some product, take it for the other world, right? Ya Allah, the only way that you put in front of me to reach heaven is from where? Through this dunya. Can I jump? Can I skip this dunya? No. Because alhamdulillah you're educated, I want you to understand it, how to put them together. So Amir al-Mu'minin, he said, this dunya is that past and is that low to me. But he became Amir al-Mu'minin through this dunya. Let me just answer it quickly. Because he was not attached to this dunya. He was not for the sake of this dunya. It was a king was passing a street and he saw in that darwish, we call it, he saw a person who, you know, doesn't pay attention to dunya. They don't have, you know, they're not very into dunya. He saw that person is sitting there. So when the king was passing, everybody was standing and, you know, respecting the king and mashallah, king is coming. The king was passing, so he's not moving. You got upset. King, I'm passing, you're not even looking at me? Why you didn't stand up? He came back, he says, you know, do you know who I am? Do you know who am I? Yes, who you are? I'm a king. He said, I'm a king. So the Darwish said, what else? He said, what after that? So you're a king, how about after that? He said, nothing. So the king said, do you know who am I? He says, who you are? He says, I'm a king. What after? Nothing, just a king. So the Darwish, I'm that nothing. So you want to be like me? After you are a king. So I'm nothing right now. Why should I respect you just because you're... Some people, they have dunya, they know how to spend it. Some people, they have dunya, they don't know how to spend it. They don't have peace in this dunya. He is, she is among the celebrities, but she has to use drug, opium, to be able to sleep at night. She has the fame, she has the money, she has everything, everybody knows her, everybody thinks she's beautiful, but she can't sleep at night. in the interview, I said, why are you using drug? Looking for peace. I can't sleep at night. What? I thought this dunya is very important. So you reach this dunya to the highest level that people are so amazed by that. So you have this dunya, but you can't sleep at night? The other one overdosed himself when he committed suicide with drug, and he has all the money. So was it the end of this dunya? They are to the end of this dunya, right? From materialistic perspective. They have the fame, they have the money, they have everything. MashaAllah, people look at them, oh my God, I wish I... If this is the end, the 19 years old one, he drinks and he drives and they arrested him and then. So if he's 19 years old drug addict, this is dunya what he's doing to people? So people, they tear off his pictures? The fans would tear off his pictures? This is the end of dunya? I don't know, you go figure out yourself. If I was giving this speech 10 years ago and I was talking about him, Justin, he's like, no, he's a very good... But I saw his pictures, they've been in the trash by his fans. This is the end of dunya. One day, lah, one day alay. One day they love you, one day they say, we don't want you. For the purpose of this dunya. But if this dunya, you use it for the sake of Allah, that is what we're going to talk about it, inshallah, tomorrow. Inshallah, you could hear, you could listen, you could put these pieces together. So that this dunya can be the best opportunity to use to get closer to Allah, or it can be the worst factor that could push me down. So let's take a look, inshallah, for musibat. Because we talked about dunya. And dunya was the reason, the hope of this dunya, for the sake of this dunya, was the reason that they killed Imam Hussein in Ashura in Karbala. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he wanted to preach the enemy, the armies of Yazid. When he was talking to them, they were not even listening to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then Imam came back. His sister Zainab salamullah alayhi said, "Ya, oh brother, what happened? Why you're so disappointed?" Imam said, "Faqad mul'at butunuhum min al-haram." They are so attached to this dunya. Their stomachs are full of haram of this dunya. So he got to the point. Na'uzubillah. Allahu Akbar. I don't know to say it or not. He caught the fingers of Imam Hussein just for a ring that was in the hands of monks. اللهم يا صل على يا محمد وآل محمد وأجل الفرج والأن أعداء It has been narrated after the shahadat of Imam Hussein when those mal'uneen, the cursed people, they attack the Ahlul Bayt. When they attack the Khiyam and the tents of Ahlul Bayt, they said that some of them, when they saw these little kids, they were crying. The people that they were attacking, they were crying.
attacking. They were telling them, if you're attacking, why you are crying? Their philosophy was that if I don't do that, someone else would attack and get this qana'im. One of them narrated, he got a bowl of water and he saw one of these little kids, one of these little girls. She was running all over the Karbala, the desert. He said, I just have a bowl of water. Don't run away from me. I brought water for you. It's been many, many time and hours that these kids, they didn't have even a cup of water to drink. They were so thirsty. This guy said, I thought if I give this bowl of water to this kid, she's gonna drink it all at once. But I saw as soon as I gave her this bowl of water, I saw she got the bowl and she runs toward the Qatlgah. She's calling, oh my father Hussein, oh father, wake up, I finally found water for you. Maybe she said, oh uncle Abbas, oh uncle, wake up, I don't want water anymore. Ya Abbas, I found water, I brought water for you, ya Abbas. I don't know, don't be ashamed, we don't need water anymore, just you come back yourself, oh my على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله for the sake of Hussein let us have the hub and the love of you and ahlul bayt in our heart اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والناس ومد في عمره الشريف وزين الأرض بطول بقائه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته يا رحمن يا رحيم ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم We ask you in this holy month and this holy night يا الله for the sake of Imam Hussein to increase the ma'rifat and the knowledge of yourself and Ahlul Bayt in our hearts, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, let us use this dunya as the opportunity to get closer to you and Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, we ask you to help our youth and provide the opportunities for their success, specifically those who are going to marry, inshallah. Those friends who are sick, Ya Allah, please cure them at this time. Those who passed away, send the thawab out of this majlis to their soul, inshallah. Rahmallahu man yaqra al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.